Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
It's created problems in family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
Ain't got no feeling in it.
Eat your dick. We've been fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lou Jobs? Lou Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut! And another screw?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker clone?
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks! So good to be back. Timothy James Henson kicking off a new week of shows. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. All of your limbs and digits are intact. If not, I will probably be reading about them. That's really my favorite part of the holiday, you know, when the tragic Independence Day news stories start to trickle in. Some idiot tried to shoot a bottle rocket up his asshole and was surprised when he blew it wide open. No, you can't swallow a sparkler and then see it glowing inside your belly. Also, indoors is not a good place for a fireworks display. So I look forward to all of these news stories coming out in the next couple days. Right now, though, it's time to get into a brand new Sextastic Tuesday. This is a silly bit where I scour the internet while masturbating, looking for erotic pieces of fiction that really kind of miss the mark. The mark being to get you off. These stories, however, are disgusting, bizarre, poorly written. Basically, I'm looking for the worst porn on the internet. I then read these stories to you in a bit we call Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Thank you very much, Scott Fletcher, our very professional announcer.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
All right. I don't reek of anus. I'm lightly scented with the essence of anus. Nonetheless, let's get back on track here, please. I've got two pieces of erotic tomfuckery to share with you. The first one probably wasn't meant to be seen by anyone. A piece of paper was found with this story on it. The person who found it says, I was at a local anime con last week. Red flag, red flag. And as I was throwing away a wrapper, I spotted a crumpled and smudged piece of paper. What I managed to find was prawns, and its location in the trash can was probably for the best. Written by one Dr. Bukaki, hoping that's his pen name, the lack of names at least. Could you imagine if your life depended on that man? Yes, I will be your neurosurgeon, Dr. Bukaki. Got nothing to worry about. It's very short. It gets right into the sex, which is, you know, great for me. I love that. Not a lot of foreplay, backstory, plot. I don't want any of that. Stifled moans came from the depths of her throat as he continued to shove his member even deeper. She felt like she was choking, some kind of spermatic suffocation. Never heard that phrase before, as his cock massaged her throat like a phallic plunger. That doesn't sound like a massage. It sounds like a throat raping. All right, where are we at here? He had her by her hair, pushing himself further in. Hung! H-N-G-H. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Hmm. She could feel vomit crawling its way up to her mouth. Hot. The man's slobbering penis too big for her. Her gag reflex was running thin, about to tear and spew bile all over his cunt rifle. If he kept himself at this depth, she could probably hold out. The man, however, didn't think so as he shoved himself deeper down her sperm-infested throat. She let loose, the vomit spilling all over his penis and onto the floor. His meaty member now looked more akin to some kind of wretched rainbow popsicle. She looked up, expecting to see his erection sinking down and drooping. Oh, you bitch. Quote, his penis was still hard and cum was oozing from the tip, looking like a rabid dog frothing at the mouth. His foot smashed into her face, knocking her body to the ground. He crawled on top of her, positioning his cock above her disgusting mouth. Well, since you dirtied it, you have to clean it, he growled, letting his balls slap up against her nose. Come on, little girl, suck all the cream out of my Twinkie. He's a charmer. A look of pure terror consumed her visage, at the same time that her mouth was consumed by his cock. She sucked as hard as she could, feeling the veins and slight shivers of his pulsating throat clogger. It was still embalmed in her bitch bile. I like this author. Creative. It was still embalmed in her bitch bile. The taste, a horrible mix of Neapolitan ice cream and hard wang. Her goddamn itchy cunt felt like it was festering in pure lust, and she was pretty sure she now had a phallic clitoris standing straight up in erection. Almost as if he was sensing her horniness, the man shoved one of his hands down her skirt and grasped her vaginal wall, penetrating her with his middle finger. I'm flipping you off inside your own golden donut, girly, he said, now pretty much sitting on her face as she sucked him. You like that? From all the hns and rig noises you're making, I'd say you do, you skull-faced cunt. Unfortunately, I guess, that was all that was written on the page, so who knows what happened. Maybe one day we'll uncover page 2 of this awful, awful porn story. Speaking of awful porn, I've got one more story I want to share with you. This one's called Rectal Retrieval, to give you an idea of how bad things are about to get. Don't worry, though, it ain't gay shit, at least not in the traditional sense. This is lesbian porn. It's a different kind of gay. All right, here we go. The online help wanted ad provoked my interest the moment I saw it. Special assistant needed for colonic irrigation clinic serving an exclusively female clientele. Well, I knew what that meant. It meant enemas, one of my great fetishes. And the women-only detail was essential for me, since I'm a lesbian, and I find any kind of intimacy, clinical or otherwise, with men to be distasteful. My love for enemas, giving and receiving them, began 5 years ago when I was 25, and I traveled to Amsterdam. The enema capital of the world! I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds good. Where I met a rather depraved lesbian who taught me the pleasures of the nozzle. When I returned home, I found others like me who enjoyed enemas. And then one day, this led further. Led to where a love of enemas often leads. A sexual attraction to what some call brown showers. But which, in simple language, is shit sex. Yes, I'll say it. I love female shitholes. I love putting things in it, and I love seeing stuff come out of it. Ding. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday. Also, if you're new to Distorted View Daily, things are just gonna get worse. I'm sorry in advance. All right, here we go. Madame DuPont turned out to be a very attractive woman of 40, originally from Paris, and established her clinic in Los Angeles 6 months earlier. We talked frankly, and she was delighted to learn that my interest in enemas was not simply clinical and professional. Now listen, I don't care how well you're hitting it off with the person who's conducting your job interview. You just don't mention your love for wet shit sex. At least during the first interview. Wait for the callback. All right, needless to say, the bitch in the story gets the job. This afternoon, a client came into the clinic. Actually, three clients. They were Monica, a woman of 30, maybe a few years older. Her much younger sister, Kelly, a sophomore in college. And Kelly's best friend, Felicity. Monica was a chic, stylish-dressed woman, and her sister was an absolute dreamboat, a sleek, luscious 19-year-old on the cusp of womanhood, but not quite there. And their friend Felicity was every bit as alluring, a gorgeous wisp of a thing, the same 19 as her best friend Kelly, but somehow rather more girlish in manner. It was Felicity who had the problem. As Monica explained to Madame DuPont rather haltingly and with a certain measure of embarrassment, it seemed her sister and her sister's girlfriend played a rather naughty and girlish game. They would try to hold in their shit for as long as possible. That's not girlish. How is that girlish? Holding in their shit as long as possible to see who could win. That's something like frat guys would do, right? Who could hold their shit the longest without pooping themselves? All right. Yes, sometimes they held it in so long they'd have to give each other enemas in order to be able to get it all out. But this time, apparently, Felicity had gone too far. She had held it in so long that her bowels had become completely impacted. Even an attempt with an enema failed, the enema nozzle immediately becoming clogged with fecal matter. And now they were all here, Felicity in dire need of expert clinical help. Madame DuPont had been teaching me special techniques of fecal extraction, enemas, and other even more intrusive techniques, and she knew immediately when a client was a fetishist and when she was here strictly for colonic cleansing. Monica and the two teens with her were obviously fetishists, so we prepared for them as we do for such clients. Tits out. Felicity was positioned on the examining table with her legs spread, flexed, and ankles resting on stirrups, exposing vividly her genital and anal regions. Hot. Felicity blushed deeply, rather embarrassed to be exposed so medically in front of others, including her best friend and her best friend's sister, as well as two strangers. Madame DuPont asked me to proceed with an initial digit inspection of Felicity's anal passage and lower rectum and to report back on the state of perceived fecal impaction. It's all very clinical here. At the clinic, the staff can decide whether to don or not don a rubber glove. I'm guessing she went without. I've chosen to go in barehanded, since I find this gives me a better sense of contours and textures, and because I also love the way it feels. I apply a generous dab of lubricant to Felicity's anus as she blushes again. Is young Felicity as full of shit as I suspect she is? Madame DuPont asked mischievously. Rather full, I said. My finger hit a wall at the start of her rectal cavity. I know this wall is the very large mass of compacted shit filling up her bowels. I remove my finger from Felicity's anus, and on the fingertip is a very vivid brown dab of Felicity's shit, which I show everyone. Well, I don't think that's necessary. We all know what shit looks like. I wipe the dab of shit on my white apron. Why would they choose to use white aprons at this enema clinic? Streaking it brown. The aprons are used only once, and Madame DuPont encourages the use of aprons for wiping soiled fingers and hands, knowing that with all the shit in enemas, those aprons inevitably become profoundly soiled. I get a rubber enema bag and attach a big black nozzle with a large hole at its tip, a hole that will not clog immediately with fecal debris. I fill it with exactly 1 liter of already warmed olive oil and hang it from the hook of a stainless steel stand. Felicity's anus has already been well lubricated, so now I insert the nozzle as Felicity squirms somewhat at its intrusion. After the enema was administered, we allow it to remain inside Felicity so it can do its work, softening the tightly packed shit inside her. Oh no! I'm sorry, Felicity blurts out, but the pressure is so intense inside that I feel I must urinate. Madame DuPont smiles reassuringly. Don't worry, dear. We provide deluxe services here. If you feel the need to urinate at any point, go right ahead. Carol, will you show Felicity where she can urinate? I smile, well aware of our special services, as I now lower my face between Felicity's legs and open my lips right over Felicity's pretty pink and glossy young vulva. Go right ahead, Felicity, Madame DuPont urges as Felicity lets go, shooting a powerful stream of warm, salty urine into my mouth as I swallow every drop of the briny excretion. Briny. As the olive oil enema continues to gush into her while she urinates, she feels a sharp spasm, a cramp from the ever-increasing pressure in her bowels. And this causes Felicity to squirm, making her urinary stream direct away from my open mouth, splashing the hot urine all over my face, my hair, my breasts, and over my apron. After a while, I said with a chuckle, I believe the shit crammed inside this cutie pie has been sufficiently loosened, Madame DuPont. Very good! Now she can finally get to the business of removing all that shit from the poor little girl's bowels. I insert my hand into Felicity's rectum. Of course, this dramatic and necessarily forceful intrusion is not easy to endure. Now with my hands deep inside her rectum, I can feel that the large mass of fecal matter, your shit, baby, as I teasingly tell her as I probe, has been more or less detached from her rectal walls. The mass is dense and clay-like, but now somewhat oily and softened from the olive oil. As I proceed with the first step of removal, scooping up a handful of her waste and carefully extruding it, pulling my hand, filled with her shit from her rectum, Kelly and her sister watch closely, with great intrigue. I slap the big mound of shit down on a stainless steel tray as Kelly looks down at the dense brown mass with mesmerized eyes. The delighted and aroused expression on Kelly's face is so vivid that her sister needs to explain to Madame DuPont.
My little sister seems inordinately attracted to fecal waste.
Well, maybe she gets that love of shit from you. Calling the bitch out.
Yep, me and Felicity sometimes like to play a game that we call Who Poops First?
Kelly explains to Madame DuPont, and then tells her that the game consists of her and Felicity sometimes taking a laxative or just waiting until they both have intense feelings to shit, and then compete to see who can hold their shit longer. Okay. Well, dear, we have no need for Felicity's shit here. Our job is simply to help remove it. So you're free to have it, Madame DuPont says.
Goody, Kelly coos in a girlish sing-song voice. My little sister can be a very dirty and lewd girl, Madame DuPont, Monica explains.
Well, I like lewd and dirty girls, and so does Carol, Madame DuPont smirks.
To her sister's immense shock and everyone else's amazement, Kelly now tears off her clothes, exposing her youthful, athletic body with no shame whatsoever. She reaches over and digs into the mound of Felicity's warm shit and happily starts smearing it over her tender, firm breasts.
Monica, betraying immense shock at this outrageous behavior of her sister, as well as a subdued but very real arousal.
Maybe young Kelly would like to assist you with the remainder of the fecal extraction, Madame DuPont suggests to me with a smile.
Would you, Kelly? I ask, turning to her. Would she like to help me remove the rest of the shit from Felicity's bowels? Kelly's bright eyes sparkled with sheer delight.
I'd love to! I'm gonna get to help, sis! I'm going to help clean out Felicity's rectum! My sister is always talking about how important it is to attend to one's rectum and its contents. God knows you've helped me enough to attend to mine, sis. Now I get to help you!
Is that true, Monica?
Oh, yes! Kelly cries out gleefully. Monica just loves shit, and she loves playing with hers and with mine. She's always poking her fingers deep inside my poop hole to see what I've got up there. And she's got me to do the same to hers. Isn't that right, sis?
And you love every minute of it, dear, Monica said.
Yes, I do. And now I'm going to get to do even more. I'm going to get to do what Carol just did. Stick my whole hand up Felicity's bowels and help pull out her shit.
Oh, please, Kelly, dig in, I say, gesturing in the direction of Felicity's now very vividly messy shithole. Kelly steps up, eyes sparkling, big smile on her face, and looks down at her girlfriend with a mix of tenderness and mischief.
Like this, Kelly says with a girlish, wicked smile as she slides all five of her fingers into the brown smudged opening, her hand following.
Everyone watches closely as Kelly digs in. Felicity's brown, soiled sphincter now clenching Kelly's wrist. Felicity squirming and tugging at her bonds with the renewed intrusion.
I think you may have gotten it all, Kelly says, looking over to me, her wrist visibly twitching inside the open sphincter.
I believe you need to go in further, I tell Kelly.
And so Kelly forces her hand in deeper, past her wrist, her face suddenly lighting up with glee as though she's made some wonderful discovery.
Oh, yes, I can feel it, she says excitedly. You've got more inside you.
You mean more shit, I tease?
Yeah, more shit, a lot more shit, Kelly says.
A lot more shit, Felicity. You're really full of shit today.
Well, there I am, naked but for my little apron, now begrimed with urine and shit. And there's Kelly, stark naked, shit smeared all over her tender young breast, her hand buried deep inside Felicity's rectal depths. By now, the room smells strongly of Felicity's urine and feces.
Christ, you'd think that room would have a plug-in or air wicks or something.
How are you doing up in there? I ask.
I'm getting a lot of it out, I think. The olive oil really helped, she says.
We all watch as Kelly works deep inside her girlfriend's rectum, concentrating on the task at hand.
We may want to offer young Kelly a position here, right, Carol?
Kelly beams hearing this, twisting her hand around inside Felicity's body, working deliberately. Then slowly she begins to pull her hand out. Of course, all of us are curious to see what she retrieves. When Kelly's hand finally pops out of Felicity's rectum, even Kelly is stunned to see what it contains. What she holds in that hand is an immense lump of shit, looking like a brown snowball, even larger than the fecal mass I extruded from Felicity's bottom. Felicity once more blushes as the impacted contents of her rectum are once again on display for everyone to see.
Oh my God! What is she doing? Kelly's sister cries out. Well, what Kelly was doing is lowering the shit-laden hand and smacked it between her own legs right into her pussy. We are all rather stunned, even Madame DuPont, who has seen everything and is not one easily astounded. I got the idea from you, sis! Kelly replies, turning to her sister as she packs the shit into her pussy. Remember that time last month when you begged me to scoop up some of my shit and press it into your cunt? How could you forget that? I'm sure you haven't forgotten how excited you became playing with your clit and coming as I rubbed my shit all over your vulva. Monica blushes with excruciating embarrassment. We gather more closely to look. Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to investigate what's going on here. See, Felicity, Kelly says, turning to her friend, as her rectum is emptied, smiling lewdly. My vagina is all filled up with your fucking shit! Felicity charmingly smiles. Even I could never imagine that it would come to this, Kelly. Alright, I gotta stop reading this story. We're going on for like 20 minutes. It's too much. There are some great lines. In this story, though. Here, smell it, sis. I know how much you crave the powerful aroma of the shit of sexy teenage girls. Shit pussy. Shit pussy. Shit pussy. All right. I know you guys were waiting for that. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for July 5th, 2011, brought to you once again by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Again, I'm sure they're ecstatic with my story selection. Let me get this straight. We're sponsoring a show featuring shit pussies. Uh-huh, that sounds about right. Shit pussy! Shit pussy! Shit pussy! For a limited time, over there at Adam and Eve, you can get 50% off just about any item. They are going to let you guys pick out anything you like from their store, right? And then, by using coupon code FREAK at checkout, you can get said item for half off. That's an amazing deal. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of scat material at Adam and Eve, for better or worse. They do have adult movies, lingerie, lubes, accessories, toys for girls, toys for boys. If it's adult in nature, chances are AdamandEve.com has you covered. Again, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout for 50% off, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, etc., etc., etc. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Believe it or not, this is what I do for a living, so I rely on you guys to continually give me money. It's kind of a sad life, begging you for cash every day, but look, I have no shame. Yeah, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at it since December 2004, so there's well over 1,000 episodes to download and enjoy. If that's what you do with the Sword of View, I don't know if you enjoy it or not. But whatever you do with this thing, you can listen to every single episode. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs just for paying members. As a matter of fact, today I've got an extended show, so paying members will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. A couple things of note, not next week, but the following week, the week after next week. Also, I guess, known as 2 weeks from now. That's the simple way of putting it. I like to take the windy road. 2 weeks from now, we're going to start a Sideshow exclusive week of programs where all new episodes are going to be posted on the Sideshow feed, and that's it. If you're non-paying members, you may get some best of shows or something, but that is it. Also, by popular request, I get so many emails about this, Sideshow freaks are going to start to get new episodes of DV posted in the early a.m. I used to post the show like around midnight or 1 or 2 a.m. or something like that, and that way you guys will have it for the morning drive. Lately, I've been posting it in the afternoon. Some of you people like that. Some of you people don't care. Some of you hate it. So now Sideshow Freaks are going to get the program early in the morning, Meanwhile, non-paying members will continue to get the show around the same time they've been getting it, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And that will be happening soon. I'm also working on a new Sideshow website. We just launched the new distortedview.com, so now it's time to work on the Sideshow site. So all this will be coming up in the next few weeks. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story from Nebraska. It's very short, but a good one. The mystery odor coming from room 131 of the Lincoln, Nebraska Motel 6 last week turned out to be more than rotten food or a clogged toilet. The entire room was covered with feces, says Lincoln Police Captain David Banks. I think I may know who's responsible for this. Monica, Kelly, do you have anything to say for yourselves? Shit motel. Shit motel. Okay, enough. You know, all this talk about shit today, and it has been too much, in my opinion, got me thinking about a clip I played a long time ago on the show. I haven't played it recently. It grosses about 30 to 40% of my audience. I'm talking about the Japanese shit slurper. There he is. Sucking down turds. There's actually a girl sitting on some sort of makeshift toilet connected to a funnel, right? And as she's shitting, the turds go down the funnel right into the dude's mouth. And he's sucking them down. Until it's too much. Even for him. Yay! But then he goes right back to sucking down the shit. Look at him slurp it up. He sounds like he's in pain. The reason why I love that clip so much is how crisp and vivid the audio is of him slurping the shit. Listen. You can hear the turds being sucked into his mouth. I also enjoy that now that I'm going to be posting Distorted View earlier in the morning, you can enjoy my show while eating breakfast. Cocoa Puffs look kind of like little turds, right? Rabbit turds. All right, back to the story here. Retard. Yeah, the entire room was apparently covered in feces. Police are looking for the person responsible for the vandalism, which caused about $3,500 in damages to the hotel room. Employees reported the incident on Saturday. After guests complained of an odor, employees discovered the room, including the curtains, table, and counter were covered with feces. Surrounding rooms had to be vacated. The last occupant, who stayed in the room June 22nd through the 29th, checked in with 3 cats, but those who saw the room said some of the feces appeared to be too big to be from a cat. Someone CB the mystery machine and get Fred and Daphne over here. Quite the mystery. Hope they'll be able to crack that case soon. All right, yes, a Motel 6 employee declined to comment. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Tennessee. A Tennessee man who covered a 2-day-old kitten with body spray. Cat had a little bit of BO. Covered the 2-day-old cat with body spray and then set it afire. I don't know what's worse. The embarrassment of wearing Axe body spray or, of course, being burnt to death. Poor cat. Her fucking pussy is on fire. Christopher Schneider, who was 19 at the time of the 2010 incident, pleaded guilty to animal cruelty and the killing of 4 kittens, according to assistant public defender Michaela Burnham, who represented Schneider. Burnham said that the telephone videotape of her client setting the cat afire and yelling for it to die... Die, kitty, die, was shown in court on Monday. Other videotape detailed the killing of the 3 other kittens by Schneider's 3 alleged accomplices. 2 of the kittens were thrown into the woods like baseballs, and the other thrown up in the air and swatted like a baseball by a piece of metal. She said her client cooperated with police and provided the other videos, which showed 3 other defendants, 2 juveniles and 1 adult, still awaiting trial, killing the other kittens. Burnham said her client was satisfied with the sentence. We did not offer a defense. We pleaded guilty. He admitted he was involved. He provided evidence to the police voluntarily. She also said that her client expressed remorse for his behavior and has admitted to an alcohol problem. The tapes shown and heard in court made it clear that all four suspects were intoxicated, she said. Burnham said Schneider has taken steps to get his life in order. Her client, who was given 30 days to get his affairs in order, will report to the county jail on July 27th. In addition to jail time, he was fined $3,000 plus costs in order to serve 150 hours of community service. He also must have a mental health evaluation, according to the district attorney's office. Now look, I'm going to preface this by saying I don't agree that any cat should be lit on fire. But cats can be assholes. Listen to this cat. This cat is trying to be adopted. It's in a shelter. Yeah. That's Burger and Fries. Burger don't like you, bitch. Get that cat in a house with an infant? Comedy ensues. All right, and finally today, we've got a story from England. A teacher snipped off a schoolgirl's false eyelashes with a pair of scissors because they broke uniform rules. Georgie Hill, 14, was escorted to a toilet after her lashes were deemed to be excessive. She was ordered to remove them, but when she couldn't, a teacher cut them off with round-ended scissors. Her mom, Debbie, 43, said, "I have the utmost respect for teachers, but this is just wrong. If my daughter wants to dress like a slutty drag queen, I stand behind her 100%. Besides, the big eyelashes distract from the Adam's apple. It's a little drag queen secret. Just like if you're on stage and you don't know the lyrics, you just mouth the word watermelon over and over. Every important thing I've learned in my life has been from a drag queen, which is why my dick and nuts are currently taped to my asshole. Thank you, Velveeta Cheeses and Lady Crotchrot. They're my drag mommies." All right. Regarding the huge eyelashes, the mother says, "I did not know they were against the uniform policy. Otherwise, I wouldn't have allowed her to have them." Georgie added that she could not remove them herself because they were individually glued on. Kathy Lever, principal at the school in Buckley, Manchester, said, "We have a policy to keep students in school, which is why she wasn't allowed to remove the eyelashes at home." So there you go, my freaks. That's what's happening today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, it's been a while since I heard from you. What's been going on? Speak the fuck... Speak up! I can't hear you! Talk into the... I mean, do you people know how to use phones?
Timothy Shit-Dildo Henson.
Just my
Jaded Dildo here. And I'm calling because I needed to tell you that I just saw that commercial of the retards protesting being called retarded.
Yes.
That you played on your show. I just saw it on TV, and I couldn't believe it because of the language that you said would never get on TV. They actually fucking played it on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, really? Did I say that they would never air it on TV?
Yeah. So, there you go. And I have a bonus.
Language is pretty real.
With you.
Ooh.
I sent you over a month ago a custom written Sextastic Tuesday story just for you.
Well, I appreciate
it. A fantasy fiction story. I'm going to resend it to you tonight just in case you didn't get it. So I expect to hear it. And if
well,
I
that's
don't hear it,
very nice of you.
There will be some bunnies being tortured. Jigoo!
Thank you. Although I'm sure all of you know at this point my feelings regarding listener-submitted Sextastic Tuesday story or listener-written Sextastic Tuesday story. It kind of defeats the purpose of Sextastic Tuesday. It's, you know, I want real, real erotica, not, you know, stuff that's supposed to be funny. Yeah, sure, I'll take a look at it. Moving on, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tim, I want you to chop my cock off.
What?
And suck on the bloody pump.
That all sounds good.
Shove popcorn in my anus. That's the nature of a vagina.
Oh, it's a retarded lady freak checking in. All right, let's just move on. Oh, God, what the hell's going on today?
Hey, freaks, this is Florida Jew here, and I was wondering, why is Sextastic Tuesday the only bit that's a regular bit? Why isn't Heavy Portation Thursday a regular bit on Thursday?
Well, it's because heavy birtations are hard to find. I ran out of them, you see. I used to do a segment called Black Friday where I'd play blaxploitation film trailers, and that was fun, but eventually you run out of them. Porn, you just never run out of porn. You know, that's why Sextastic Tuesday is such a lasting bit.
Hi, Tim, it's me, Shuby Taylor, with a song.
Jesus.
Shuby
Taylor. See if I have some Shuby Taylor here.
Shoo, soo, soo, wah, shree, da, shra, la, la, we do saw, shra, la, la, ha, dwee, dee, blah, dwee, dee, saw,
nice,
da,
right.
La, da, da, shree.
Awful crap. All right, moving on.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Lifetime member T-Bone Atheist. I just called with a, you know, your frequent moment. I was taking a dose pooping the other day. I noticed that one of the turds looked exactly like a penis or a dildo. So I want you to go ahead and just take a guess at what exactly went through my mind when I saw that penis-shaped turd.
I know. Shit dildo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Shit. Dildo.
Shit, dildo.
Figured I'd share that. Bye-bye.
Very nice. Thank you. Next up.
Hey, Timmy. This is Lifetime Sideshow member Wilfie here from Florida.
Hello.
I'm actually on a cross-country trip by car.
I just figured out that the program that I used to play the voicemails, the audio levels were fucked up to begin with, so I was yelling at you guys for no reason. It's my fault that you guys were so low.
From Florida to Nevada to visit my folks. It's a 40-hour drive, which I'm doing straight without sleeping or resting. So if I sound a bit loopy, that's the reason why. I'm listening to your shows from February, March, and April as I go down, as I'm driving. And so I'm a little bit behind. And right now I'm listening to all these callers bitching about the new theme song, the butt-wiping thing, and a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to chime in and say, don't change a fucking thing. I love the show just the way it is.
I'm too lazy to change anything.
But every time you change it, it's usually pretty funny. And yeah. Keep Sextastic Tuesday. Tell Window Licker to piss off. And,
although he recently re-added me on Facebook, I think.
Naysayer.
So we'll be hearing from him again real soon.
They complain about the show changing themes even. So, yeah.
People complain regardless of what I do. If I just do my show the way I've been doing it, people complain, say it's getting stale, it's the same old bullshit. Then if I change something up, they hate it because they want the same show. It's just, you can't win. I cannot win.
Timothy James, Korsakulon Henson. This is Brother O'Pair of the Cracksacular Church, and honestly, I don't know if this has ever been brought up before because, I don't know, sometimes I don't pay attention to the show.
Neither do I.
But, you know, when ridiculous things happen in society, Distorted View calls its base a freaks to action. Sabotage Yahoo Answers, for example. But, I don't know, that show Tosh.0 on Comedy Central, it's just apparent to me, it's just a softcore ripoff of what you've been doing.
Of course it is!
Years.
I've been saying that for years.
Plays shitty audio from the internet.
Well, and video, but yes.
Not as gross and disgusting or funny as yours. I don't know how he gets away with it. It just seems shameless. And I've always thought this, but I just felt like I need to call in and share this because, you know, he played that Juilliard guy doing the retarded Outsiders impersonation with the "I never go walk again."
Yes.
Like, it's one thing for him to be, like, just doing a shitty version of Distorted View on nationally syndicated television, but it's another when he used material that's already been played on the show so many times at the top of the show.
Well,
but what are we going to do about this? I don't know.
War! No, listen, a lot of the clips I played, like the one you just mentioned, it's a very popular clip, so it's not like I discovered it. I mean, I found it during my searches, but other people have found it as well. So, you can't blame someone for, you know, finding it. I don't think they ripped anything off. But some of the more obscure things that I've played, that I will take offense to.
Hey, Boo, I miss Corey. This is an open poem freestyle to Corey.
All right. Before you go on, let me just say, Corey will be back. He's got a new CD coming out, and he's going to be doing like 3 or 4 shows for Distorted View, I think the first or second week of August. So he'll be doing some, even for you freeloaders,
He'll do a couple shows for you guys. Got an exclusive sideshow thing that he's going to be doing. It's going to be great.
Smile, yeah. Corey, I miss your hole. I wish my tongue would flick that brown. Yo, we're both mad.
What's going on today with all the shit and ass stuff?
But it's cool because I think you're lesbo. I think that you and I should go for a ride up the hill. I got a thrill. You can operate this.
Not making any sense. You're just finding words that rhyme.
Grab my stick and such. I don't give a fuck. I'm a butt suck and fuck it. Oh, I just called Timmy Boo's phone line. It's all, hey, Corey, hi, Timmy. Put this in rhyme.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. Let me rephrase that. Keep them coming as long as you have something to say, something of substance. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-EASY-DOG. She's on fire.
My fucking pussy. Sorry. Is on fire.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not yet, Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. If you are, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
To the freaks, I can't get enough. So the words hit the bar, you can never be tough.